We're at Southern Durham High School with head coach Darius Robinson. And coach, we have limited time on our pregame show, but I would like to give our listeners a little bit of information about you, if you don't mind. You took over the program in 2014, is that right?
Yes, sir.
And so about 3 years ago, and at that time, you took over the program. Southern had just won the 2013 NC3AA State Championship, is that right?
Yes, sir.
My first question is, so many times coaches take over a struggling program, but what's it like taking over a program that just won a state championship?
Well, I was here since 2006, so, you know, I was kind of a vital part of that, building that program to get to that point. Taking over, I guess that's like a...
It was a natural transition.
It was a transition because the administration wanted us to keep the continuity of the staff and the kids.
Right. It's amazing how close the similarities are between here and Orange, because Coach Smith took over Coach Moser with a successful program. So you guys are just basically just keeping the same thing going.
Yeah, and Coach Smith and I, we kind of developed relationship throughout the years. It's not that I feel for Coach Smith, because the foundation is there. He was part of it. It's just a matter of keeping it going and understanding attrition. And when you have turnover like we've had, it's called a reload year, not a rebuild year, because the foundation is already there.
Your senior, sir, you lost 29 last year?
To be exact, 30.
That's just remarkable.
Yeah, and the 30 seniors we lost, when those guys were sophomores, they were significant contributors. You know, when they graduated, it was hard for anybody to take that role when they became seniors. So here we are starting the reload process.
That certainly understands it. Coach, I have to ask you this because it's so unusual. If you were the AD here at Southern,
yes, sir,
then Coach Adrian Jones, who was the head coach, left to be an assistant at North Carolina Central.
Yes, sir.
And then you were an assistant back there in the 90s, right?
Yes, sir.
So you coached Coach Jones?
I did.
That's just unbelievable. It's just amazing how the coaching circles go on.
It is. It is amazing. When I was here before Coach Jones became the head coach here, and when Coach Jones came here, I was in a position where I was working for corporate America. I was literally volunteering. And Coach Jones was always like a son to me. And when he became the head coach, I said, Coach, whatever I got to do to help you be successful, I'm going to do that. And I did that.
As an AD.
As an assistant coach as well. Whatever he needed to have done, did it. And then by me becoming the AD and he was the head coach, still made it happen the same way. Anything he needed for me as a coach, as well as an administrator at the time, we made it happen.
Does it feel better being a coach than an administrator?
I'm fit for both, but I had to make a decision because I feel like I always go back and be an AD. But at the time, the clock is always ticking to be a coach. And right now, I feel like I want to be a head coach more than an AD right now.
Coach, since this is our first look at Southern, tell us some key players to watch tonight, please.
We're going to have, of course, our quarterback, Amari Smith.
He is a freshman, right?
He's a freshman, but he's not your ordinary freshman. He's a dynamic kid. Toronto, Florida, Buford, which is Mr. Everything for us. We have Akil Nasir, which he's a kid that plays on all three phases of the game. Ryan Bond, which plays on all three phases of the game for us. And Easton Senior, he's a defensive tackle that is very violent and plays very aggressively. And outside, as far as the receivers, if anyone stands out, that's Devin Smith, which is a sophomore that's making a lot of plays, and plays a key role in the leadership of our program.
Coach, I know the last thing I have to tell you is the record 1-5. We're graduating 30 seniors, more than tells that story. Some of our best teams we've seen this year actually came in over. So my main question is how close is the 1-5 record to the talent of this team?
It's not close at all. I mean, if you go back and look at the game that we've lost, even the games we won, we had so many mistakes, and that comes along with youth. And I've always told our kids and told our coaches, our goal is to reduce the mistakes. When we reduce our mistakes, good things happen for us. First game against AC Reynolds, we had 8 turnovers and 2 of them were for touchdowns. And we lost the game by a substantial amount, but we were really, really close at some point in that game. Just this past week against Northern, we gave them a 13-14 point lead within the first 4 minutes of the first quarter. So we were playing behind because we made the mistakes. So those are the things. If we correct those things, we have just as much talent that anybody else has that might be 6-0 at this point.
So you feel that you really have a strong contention for this conference still?
I do. When I told our kids, you know, when we huddled up, I said, all right, you can't go undefeated in the conference, but our goals and our dreams are still there. It's a numbers game. I said, right now, we're going to need some help. I can see this conference being a 3-way, possible 4-way tie. And I said, we need to be right there if that tie does happen so we can pull the straw or pick a number and we can still possibly win this conference. The main goal is let's finish second right now, not losing more conference games and get into the playoffs.
I can tell you, Coach, when we started putting together the schedule for this year, I personally circled circled this game because, I mean, for logical reasons, you guys won three conference championships in a row. Orange took over last year. Based on the film that you've looked at with Orange, and I know you know that program well, they know you very well. With that being said, sir, how well do you match up against the Panthers?
I feel like we match up very well. And again, like I said, we can't have mistakes because they have some veteran players, such as Peyton. Peyton is a grown man. He's been a grown man ever since his freshman year when I saw him out here on our field playing running back at 6'4", enjoying the game, playing the game he was supposed to be, as well as Beasley. You know, those guys are going to carry the team. And we got to be ready for when they get their big plays because they're going to make their plays. We got to be able to match it, and we got to be able to slow them down. And the only way we can do that is not have the mistakes that we've been having.
Coach, thank you for your time. It's a pleasure to meet you. We can't wait to see you guys line up Friday night.
Yes, sir. I look forward to it. It's always a great opportunity. And if anything, the fans should get out of this, it's a great Friday night light opportunity for you to come out and enjoy the community. You know, we're going to have a lot of excitement, a lot of things going here in the stadium. We're going to really, really be great hosts for the Orange fans. And they know when they come over here, it's going to be a lot of fun. And we know when we go over there, it's going to be a lot of fun. So it's just a friendly rivalry.
Thank you, Coach.